You are listening to KCPW, and it is the second to last week of the Utah State Legislative Session. And throughout the session, we have been getting updates from the Hill from Chase Thomas, Policy and Advocacy Council with Alliance for a Better Utah, who is joining us again this morning. And welcome back, Chase.
It's good to be here.
Just a week and a bit left. Mm-hmm. Are you excited to have it over and done with?
Yeah. This last weekend, I got a lot of sleep, so I'm looking forward to getting that all the time.
Well, this morning, let's focus on a few bills that are making their way through the legislature that could be seen as being unconstitutional. The first bill we're going to talk about here is one that has a constitutional note attached to it. Maybe we could talk about what a constitutional note is to start.
Yeah, so a while back, the legislature made a rule saying that their lawyers, the Office of Legislative Research and General Counsel, had to attach a note to a bill whenever it was deemed to be most likely unconstitutional. What they say is a high probability of being found unconstitutional.
Okay.
And so these are at the end of a bill. You can find them, and it explains why it would be.
Okay, well, let's tackle a couple of them. There's the one that's been making a lot of news throughout this session. This is House Bill 205. It's a bill that has to do with Down syndrome and abortion. And maybe you can tell us about this, Chase.
Yeah, so HB 205 from Representative Lisenby, like you said, would prohibit a doctor from performing an abortion when the mother is seeking to have that abortion solely for the reason that she believes the fetus has Down syndrome.
Okay.
And so basically prohibit abortions in this circumstance. At the bottom of this bill, there was a constitutional note attached. The legislature's own lawyers said there was a high probability of being unconstitutional because it infringed on the right to have a pre-viability abortion. And there's actually a court in Indiana that has already found a similar law to be unconstitutional.
Okay. So I'm assuming that a challenge has to kind of occur for there to be a legal battle.
Yes.
I'm imagining there are people who are waiting to be litigants in that suit.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood has already said the moment this becomes law, they're going to file a lawsuit. ACLU has already warned that their chapters in other states are filing lawsuits against similar laws.
How much will it cost the state of Utah to have this dealt with?
Well, I mean, that's up for debate. We see similar, like, constitutionality lawsuits being given millions of dollars by the legislature, so we estimate that this would probably be about that much as well, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. But we don't know for sure, and so Alliance for a Better Utah, we sent a letter to the Attorney General's office here in Utah asking them, since they would be the ones to defend this law, how much they would spend. We're still waiting for an answer, but we'll see if we get one.
Okay. And this bill is being heard today?
Yeah, it's going to be heard later today. It already passed the House. It was sitting in the Senate Rules Committee for a long time. The governor had said that he was working with representatives to try and fix the constitutional issues. We'll see if it's changed anyway when it comes up in committee today.
Okay. Another bill that, that doesn't actually have a constitutional note attached to it, but there are organizations warning that it might run in counter to the U.S. Constitution. This is SB 171. Tell us about SB 171, Chase.
Yeah, SB 171 is being called the Right to Intervene Bill. This is a part of the package of bills that legislators are running to, in their words, fix the balance between the legislature and the governor. This one would allow the legislature to intervene in any lawsuit challenging the constitutionality or validity of a law or something that the legislature has done.
Intervene. This is the legislature intervening in state lawsuits. Let's just go back to HB 205 for a second then. Let's imagine that that is being challenged in court.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way in which the legislature could, instead of the Attorney General's office making an argument in that case, kind of take control of the lawsuit? Or how would that work, Chase?
Yeah, I wouldn't say instead of the Attorney General, but rather it would be both of them in addition to the Attorney General. So once the legislature passes the law, it goes to the executive branch. They enforce the law, they defend the law, so the Attorney General would defend it in court. But this bill would allow the legislature to also step in. So you could have the Attorney General saying, we're going to defend the law in this way, but then the legislature coming in and saying, well, we have something we want to say in this lawsuit. Here's what we believe. And it leads to the problem of, well, what exactly is the state's position in this lawsuit? And the court sort of has to deal with that new messy situation.
Well, and conceivably, I don't know if you can answer this, but you are a lawyer. I am not. couldn't that undermine? I mean, if there are two competing arguments coming from the state, could that not undermine any court case the state might make?
Yeah, yeah. It's concerning, and this was something that the administrative office of the courts actually came in and said. It's judges, they have to determine what is the state's position, and this would make it harder to do so.
Okay. That's SB 171. And then there's another. This is House Joint Resolution 14, a resolution that would get rid of the constitutional note that we described at the top of the show. Tell us about this proposal.
Yeah, so Utah is the only state that actually has this practice of attaching constitutional notes to bills. And legislators have become, I don't know, sort of annoyed that they have to read this saying, well, your bill might be unconstitutional. This resolution from Representative Dan McKay would just do away with that practice and let legislators pass unconstitutional laws if
maybe
they wanted to.
Yeah. I mean, I guess why wouldn't a lawmaker want to know if their bill conceivably butts up against the U.S. Constitution?
In legislators' views, they have a duty to test the limits of the Constitution. So they pass a law and then it goes into law and the court might find that it actually isn't unconstitutional. And so they feel that they should be able to pass these laws in their policy decision and see if it actually holds up in court.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong here, Chase, but is it possible also that lawmakers don't want the note attached because they think it makes the bill harder to pass?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, our group included, but many groups go out there and when they don't like a policy position and they find one of these notes, it's easier for them to say, hey, why are you even considering this? It's unconstitutional.
Chase, this is a HJR House Joint Resolution. So resolution, is it a binding thing? I often think of them as not being binding.
Yeah, most resolutions, they're just message bills. However, because this would affect the rules of the legislature, it would be binding upon the legislature. These no longer would be attached. Mm. It's going to be heard later today in the House Rules Committee.
First hearing?
Yes, first hearing.
All right, well, with 2 weeks left, we'll see if it makes its way through the whole process and what happens in the end. Chase Thomas, Advocacy and Policy Counsel with Alliance for Better Utah, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been your Better Utah Legislative Update on KCPW.